Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I am delighted to have Alexis Bjorlund, Corporate Vice President and General Manager of the Intel Connectivity Group, with us. Alexis, this is your second time in Chip Chat. Welcome back.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, why don't we just get started with your role at Intel and the scope of focus that your organization is driving as part of the Data Center Group?
Sure. So the Connectivity Group is a group that we brought together about 2 years ago now, and we focus on all the solutions from Ethernet networking to high-performance fabrics such as Omnipath to our silicon photonics solutions. So in essence, we bring together everything that connects and moves data across data centers and beyond.
Now, I recently saw you speak about that connectivity strategy at Data Center Innovation Summit that Intel hosted. It was really interesting to hear how you saw connectivity fitting into our larger strategy for data-centric computing. Can you share your vision and tie that connectivity portfolio in with our larger silicon portfolio that we're delivering to market?
As you probably saw, our data center strategy and our data-centric strategy, there's a tremendous amount of data being generated everywhere, from sensors distributed across smart cities to autonomous driving, mobile, video being downloaded and uploaded at unprecedented rates. And with that, we need to not only process data, store data, but the need to move data is becoming all the more critical to delivering efficient compute at scale. So the connectivity group is a really vital part of the strategy where we really focus on the movement of data or the interconnect strategy, interconnecting compute to storage to acceleration. We're looking at unleashing the power of the data center by ensuring our data gets transmitted effectively across all devices to storage and compute resources across the network with high bandwidth, low latency, and high performance.
What I thought was really interesting is you talked about the different needs for that connectivity, whether we're talking about a hyperscale data center or the advent of edge computing and moving data to the edge. Tell me about how your portfolio fits within that broader construct and where you're placing specific investments to address those unique challenges.
Sure. So over time, we've focused on pure data center server connectivity from our NIC, world-leading network interface cards and adapter strategy that we have in our Ethernet networking division. And from there, we built out the strategy to provide the whole interconnect or the system-level fabric to connect high-performance computing fabrics utilizing Omnipath. So we've gone from the node all the way to end-to-end systems to enable the highest performance of the compute system as a whole. More recently, a couple of years ago, we added in the silicon photonics, and we productized the silicon photonics product line, which is very high bandwidth optical interconnects that are present in the hyperscale data centers today, connecting switch-to-switch portions of the fabric, and are utilized and will be deployed in all fabrics in the future. But it's not just contained within the data center. You can find the need for Ethernet connectivity and, you know, all the way out at the edge. So there's actually Ethernet being deployed inside cars. There are sensors being deployed on the outside of cars that utilize Ethernet connectivity, as well as nowadays silicon photonics can be used in sensors and in transmit and receive transceivers that connect up the broader network. One good example, we had announced a 5G silicon photonics transceiver that had extended temperature range to be deployed up in the radio mastheads or in the radio base stations that provide the radio front haul communication from the radio back to the central office. So as we look at how data is created globally at the edge, and then that data needs to be analyzed sometimes at the edge, sometimes back at the central data center, all of that data needs to be transmitted and moved from the edge to the core and within the core data centers themselves. So our portfolios really just looked at increasingly delivering performance in terms of bandwidth, low latency, flexibility, programmable pipelines, and more adding intelligence into the network as a whole to enable the highest performance distributed compute systems.
So your team has been busy with delivery of major milestones with silicon photonics. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've delivered to the market associated with this technology in 2018 and what's new this week?
Sure. So already this year, we made a number of announcements regarding the breadth and the expansion of our silicon photonics portfolio. Back at OFC in March of this year, we announced and we demonstrated our first 400 gigabit per second transceivers that we'll be sampling in Q4 of this year. We also at ECOC this week announced our very first 400 gig DR4 parts that will be sampling in Q4 with volume production in the second half of 2019. This is on top of earlier announcements this year where we expanded our product portfolio of 100 gig transceivers, offering extended temperature wireless transceivers for 5G that will be in production in Q1 of 2019. So we're really excited about showing demos of both our 400 gig and our 100 gig extended temp products here at ECOC, and of course sharing that we're shipping high volume for our 100 gigabit per second data center products, the PSM4 and CWDM4 product series.
So the 400 gig DR4 customer sampling, that's very exciting to see that come to fruition. How does the 400 gig connectivity relate to your broader strategy for silicon photonics? And why is there a requirement for multiple data rates and multiple products that you're bringing to market?
So as the data that's being processed in hyperscale data centers continues to grow, there's a tremendous need for increased networking bandwidth, and the cross-sectional bandwidth capacity of a data center as a whole is something that's growing at quite a fast clip. This is because you need unconstrained connectivity to feed all of the compute systems and the accelerator and storage pools that are being deployed. So we're seeing a tremendous increase in the amount of pure bandwidth that's needed. So to support that, in conjunction with this, there are higher data rates that are being driven to the node itself. There's also much higher radix switching that's required to enable any-to-any connectivity within the data center. Keep in mind, any server has to be able to be connected to any other server or any other element of storage or acceleration within the entire data center, and that has to be done at performance. So what you really want is the flattest network possible with the highest radix of switches, and in order to enable that, you need the highest or the fattest pipes of data transmission. That's where silicon photonics comes in. We provide very fat pipes of connectivity from each element that makes up the fabric inside the data center. So whereas today's hyperscale networks are being deployed with 100 gigabit per second links, that's 4x25 gigabit per second line rates, comprising each individual lane, next generation data centers are going to be deployed with 400 gig pipes. And that's a 4x100 gigabit per second per lane pipes in the data center. So DR4 is really four parallel lanes of 100 gigabit per second. So this is all required. This type of interface is required to simply enable the east-west transmission and communication within hyperscale data centers and ultimately into and out of the data centers on the northwest links into the wider area network. So DR4 is particularly enabling that next step in bandwidth.
Now, the other thing that you said was that you're working on solutions for 5G wireless. Tell me about why you see such a compelling use case there and what your team is planning to do to work with the industry on delivering it.
Sure. So as the increased use of mobile and edge devices becomes ubiquitous, and as we transition from 4G to 5G wireless networks, the native data rates are increasing from about 10 gigabits per second to 25 gigabits per second. So there's a tremendous amount of data coming into each and every cell tower that then needs to be transported back to be processed either at a carrier hotel or a central office, or in some cases back to the hyperscale data centers themselves. So in order to get that bandwidth from the cell tower back to the processing location, silicon photonics and photonic elements, so other optical transceivers, have already been deployed en masse in the 4G wireless base stations. And we expect that bandwidth connectivity to continue to increase, requiring either 25 gig or 100 gigabit per second transceivers in the wireless base stations themselves. Of course, this comes with the needs for additional hardening of the technology, being able to withstand the extended temperature range environment of negative 40 to 85 degrees. But our transceivers easily handle that and are able to be deployed at very high volume simply because of the technology that we're using and the competitive advantage of the Intel Silicon Photonics platform.
how have customers been responding to these new technologies, and can you share any anecdotes about customers that we're working with in this space?
The Intel Silicon Photonics platform has been incredibly well received because we do have a platform that scales and, like a good wine, I guess, gets better with time. So because we have the hybrid silicon laser and Intel's very high volume in-house manufacturing capability, we're able to bring this platform to the scale that's required to hit the growing data transport needs within the data centers and also all the way out to the edge. So although I can't comment on any specific customer engagements that we have, we've seen the rapid deployment in scale and volume production. We're over a million unit run rate today on the Silicon Photonics platform, with plans to continue to grow at a very compelling clip.
Well, Alexis, I only have one more question for you, which is, if folks are listening online and they want to learn more, where would you send them for more information?
Intel.com/Silicon Photonics. Or intel.com/5G.
Thanks so much for being on the program. We'd love to have you back in the future.
I'd love that as well. Thanks a lot.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/Cloud, and intel.com/DataCenterOptimization.